Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Appreciate you folks on the text line. You're active early. Grateful and appreciative of that. Got to tell Jay Foreman that tomorrow we'll have company.
We will.
The Firestarter. The CEO Firestarter makes her first trip to Nebraska. Frances Reimers is coming to Nebraska, and tomorrow 4 o'clock she's going to be in studio. She's coming, and right, she's bringing degrees. Her Buffalo Bills jersey.
Oh, okay. Well, she's
well, because one of her clients was an offensive lineman for the Bills. Now I think he left the Bills and went to the Giants, but another one space, and she represents Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah.
As well. So she's got a crew of folks, Commanders, Ravens. She's all over the place, but it's good to have her in studio tomorrow. She's making a trip as well. There's several things in play. What's the headline, Jay, from Bengals Chiefs?
Yeah.
What's the headline?
The headline is definitely Patrick Mahomes doing what he does, man. I mean, I think I talked about it with Kenny on Friday. I was like, you know, Patrick Mahomes has been, I think every year he's been starting, he's been to the AFC Championship, I think, like 5 years in a row. Now he only has one Super Bowl, but at the end of the day, he's been pretty dominant. So to the, just a quick glimpse, you're like, oh, he's, you know, that's enough. Or it's like, he's older. Like he's over the hill. Like he hadn't even hit his prime yet. And for it to him to be shunned, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get backed into a corner, whether it's a legacy or just questioning his greatness or questioning him as the best, because I'm sure he feels he's head and shoulders the best quarterback in the league. Now, I know he don't want to see Brady in those situations, but at the end of the day, right now, what he's dealing with, he figures he knows he's the best. He feels like it. And when he's questioned and he's challenged, you know, ankle sprain or not, that he led them, you know, with the fourth, fifth, and sixth receiver and threw for 326 yards, no interceptions, you know, made the game-winning run on a hobbled ankle at the end of the game where he, you know, obviously gets a little bit sore. And so he, you know.
Come on, linebacker, tell me the truth. With what's going through Osai's brain?
I mean, look, he's 260-some pounds. He's going full speed.
Runs a 4.640. So we're not talking about.
It's hard for him to stop.
Right?
Now, ideally, you would like to. He's trying to stop him from getting the first down. He's a young kid. Ideally, you'd like him not to hit him. But, you know, to be honest with you, there was plays before that lost him the game. The punt return lost him the game. Whether it was a block in the back or not, I think that was probably more of a flop trying to get the call.
You don't think that Mahomes flopped on the tap on the back?
It went got pushed out of bounds?
Yeah. He flopped, right?
But the contact was clearly out of bounds.
Yeah, the contact was there.
The contact and
WWE sold that. Like he went.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if he stood up. The contact was out of the bounds. And he got hit hard enough to fall. Now the flopping and all that stuff, you know, you sell it. That's what guys do. So I mean, it's a penalty. I feel sorry for the young man because he. Out of all the defensive linemen, he played the best, and everybody's talking about that one play, and everybody's talking about his teammate, Pratt, you know, going into the locker room, and why'd you hit the quarterback? Well, on the game-changing play, the Chiefs ran ideally, it was the one that where Tony Romo – I don't know what Tony Romo was saying. I know what it sounded
Hello?
Like.
Hello? Hello, Tony Romo.
Who you hanging out with that you freely?
You
just
know who he's hanging out with. Dez told you that's my QB. Like he used some Tony, family cookout language.
I think Tony Romo showing up at the cookout saying what's right? happening.
Like, come on, be rad.
So,
like
it was. So, anyways, on that play, it was a simple screen play to Pacheco, the running back, dead in the rights. There's three guys there. They had him out leveraged to the sidelines, inside runner, and then a straight-on alley filler. And Pratt was one of the guys that missed the tackle. Mm-hmm. Now, you should not miss a tackle if you three have me surrounded, as great as I might have been in high school or college.
Jay, look at you and look at the rest of us. You're plowing. You're running.
You guys would have got.
You're running
me
over.
You should be in the NFL. You should be able to get those guys.
See, Jay thinks of himself as a basketball player with a football player's heart. Like he just in his mind, he's a basketball player who just happened to muscle up to play linebacker because it paid well.
And I did, and I was vertically challenged after about my junior year. But
what was that extra 30 you put on from?
that in the weight program, but. You know, he missed the tackle. I mean, I understand it. It's a huge play, and they came out, and he obviously, the kicker made it. It sucks for him, but, you know, it's a penalty. It is. Would I like the ref not to call it? Probably. I would have liked him not to call it.
I
just felt like the officials. Now, the whole extra plays and all that stuff, they actually weren't wrong. The guy came on the field.
Uh-huh.
Now, granted, when it's – crazy, like, you know, granted, now the Chiefs were on offense, so he should have been blowing his whistle and be more authoritative, but he did call the play dead. And then on the pass interference, Eli Apple was more than pass interference. It was flat out like tackling him, and they got him off the field. But overall, in the 49ers,
do you
game,
think the pass interference late in the drive, the simple hand on the hip,
now that's a little ticky tacky when it's late like that. Now I will tell you,
and that's the drive. But that's the entire drive, is that when I have a simple rule, and for me, if it doesn't change the result of the play, that we're taught as coaches when we ask the question is, did it impact the result of the play?
Right.
But you know that foul,
but you got to know how they're calling it anyways.
Okay.
And the fact that you have Eli Apple on your team, see, this is what people don't understand. It's not the NFL's not rigged. But the refs, if you ever watch that Netflix show, refs are petty.
Okay?
And
yes.
They do not like – and the NFL is not petty, but –
The Shield has its own rule.
But when Eli Apple tweeted out the tweet at Hamlin,
uh-huh,
with, you know, was it Cancun on three and the thing like that, you put a target on your back.
Yep.
Like the NFL is fine with you calling it Burrow, you know, head and all that. They're fine with all that.
True.
But when you – do something like that, now the target's on you. So now you put all your teammates in the crosshairs.
Yeah.
So if you don't think that the refs weren't cognizant of that, then you don't have any sense of reality. That's Eli Apple's fault.
But you were in Buffalo at levels of success where often local politicians will speak for the city and put the players in a target.
That's just a waste. First of all, Cincinnati just started getting good. You can't fault them for it. The players were wolfing. They felt like they were doing it. They were riding high off of one up there and beat the brakes off of Buffalo. They embarrassed Buffalo. And to be honest with you, the way that Buffalo's defense is played, the defensive coordinator should be fired. I like Leslie Frazier. You know, I hate saying it. He's a great man.
He's going to call you.
I don't care. I mean, I have his number in text.
Right.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
To say, he's going to call you and say.
That's horrible. He played horrible. And this is what it is. Cincinnati put their own target on their back. If they would have just been humble and said, we're going to go in there and do what we need to do, and then after you beat Kansas City.
Is there any team in the NFL that's at this level humble?
Well, yeah, the Patriots done it all the time. But Patriots. then they wolf afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Patriots talk enough in the offseason.
You wolf afterwards. It's just like when they went out to San Diego, and San Diego had LaDainian Tomlinson and Gates and Sean Merriman.
Uh-huh.
And then after they beat them in the playoffs, what were they, 14-2?
Yep.
Right? And you've seen them doing the lights out and all that other stuff. And then in LaDainian Tomlinson's feelings were hurt. Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, you asked for it. We came and gave it to you. Now we're going to
give you a party.
Right? It's no different than – Richard Sherman going up to Brady after kind of when they were kind of the year before they kind of made their run, asking Brady, why you mad, bro, and all the other stuff. Cincinnati put a target on the back, but at the end of the day, at the bottom, at the base of it, Joe Burrow didn't play good. I know, and I wanted Cincinnati to win for this. I didn't even care who won after Buffalo lost. I had reason. I don't like Patrick Mahomes' brother in the way that some the Kansas City fans are. No offense, because they're just
– Can't help it.
They can't help themselves, can't help right, because they've been horrible for so long. And then Nick Gregeth, all his text – I mean, dude –
You know what I got mad about this weekend?
But here's why I want Cincinnati to win. Because I wanted to come in here and be able to talk about why Scott Frost ain't signed that man.
Right. You can still talk about it. You can still talk about it because it's a story. Like, it's a real thing. Can I ask a question? Okay, so this weekend – this is where the fans that bother me show up. Now, I'm not talking about the regular fans. I'm talking about folks who claim to be super fans.
Of Kansas City.
Of Kansas City. And they said, I know everything about the Chiefs. And then I asked, well, who's the first person to do an end zone dance?
For the Chiefs.
No, I didn't even put that on.
Yeah.
Who was the first person in the NFL with a known end zone celebration? And this super Chiefs fan, who's supposed to know everything, didn't know who Elmo Wright was. And I was, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't even put on the colors.
You could have asked them who the best linebacker for the Chiefs ever. And hopefully they would have said Derek Thomas.
They better.
Or they could have said Bobby Bell.
Or Willie Lanier. I don't know. Virginia's finest. Yeah, say Willie Lanier.
But they might be too young. They might be Austin's age. They don't know. But Derek Thomas is definitely in everybody's young or old mind.
It upset me that here they were. And I said, well, do the dance. If you're a Chiefs fan, do the Elmo Wright celebration.
If they're a Chiefs fan, they're a modern-day Chiefs fan ever since Andy – maybe since
come on,
Dick,
Austin.
When
come
Dick
on,
Vermeil
Austin.
Got there.
Come on, Austin.
I was going to say, I saw as a Royals fan myself, I saw a lot of that when they made their two postseasons in 14-15.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kansas
wrong.
City is a great sports town, not having lived there. I'm sure they're fine people, but they jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, they do.
And they jump on and they hold on for dear life.
That should be on a shirt.
You know what the worst
Kansas
is?
Kansas City Chiefs fans. I'm sure they're fine people.
You know what the worst is? People send me texts, are you cheering for the Chiefs? Why? Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm not a fan. Like, I want to see a good football. Like, because Buffalo lost, all of a sudden now you know, since
you owe it to them to be a Chiefs fan. Yeah. No.
That is the greatest low-key burn ever. Like, for whoever your rivals are, you're an Iowa fan? Yeah. They must be nice people. They're nice people.
Kansas City, and I'm gonna tell you this though, Kansas City has a intimidation factor when you go there. And, now I'm gonna say this. Now I played up in Seattle, both when they were indoors, and I felt like up until I went to Kansas City, I was like, "Holy crap! This is like deafening in here." Especially when Cortez Kennedy literally went up and down the line and was like, "Yeah, I'll kick your butt." literally was like, "All right, I'm just going to make the Hall of Fame of all your guys." And that was including Reuben Brown, who should be in the Hall of Fame. Cortez Kennedy was off the chain this day. So then I'm like, I got to Kansas City and we played them. And we were in the playoff hunt, so we're there, and we played them. And it was kind of like on a December, kind of overcast day. You know what their intimidation is when you go to Kansas City Stadium? It's the barbecue. It's like – You come in there, you know, you got your headphones on because we stayed right across the highway, right? So, there's no point in getting on the early bus or late bus. You're there at all the same time. But you go to the bus and you smell the barbecue and it takes your edge off. It does. It just like, man, because I'm riding up to the game like, dang, that smells like some ribs.
It's in the – it gets to the bus, to the team bus driving up.
When you cross the highway – right, and I don't know if they still have the hotel there. When you cross,
they do. There's nothing in Kansas City.
Okay, yeah.
The stadium. There's nothing there.
Right.
Austin is on fire. What is happening?
Oh no, have you ever not been there?
Yeah, no, I loved
it. Nothing.
Austin is killing today.
Have you been to the stadium?
Yes.
Yeah, like literally, there's
a Denny's.
It's a Clarion. it's a Denny's and a Clarion hotel.
Oh.
And it's actually pretty nice. And then you go across the highway, and then you got to fight they tailgate. And then the good thing about Kansas City, we beat them, and they'd give you some barbecue after. They were cool.
Yeah, I mean the least they could. Well,
that's
the after party. I was with the Chargers when the Chargers, because the Chargers play them all the time, and this is in the Junior Seau section, and the Stan Humphries when they're going to Super Bowl team. So when they came to Kansas City, it was a problem. Like it was like, okay, the after party in the parking lot, the players' parking lot, like the Chargers knew they were coming to get a win, and then said, "Well, we're going to stay a while. We're going to delay the team flight to get some of this KC barbecue and celebrate with the fans." And they would say, "Thanks for inviting me to your KC Chiefs party. I didn't mean to eat your food and beat your team, but I got
I was lucky enough a couple ex-Huskers were there, so they brought me over, got some barbecue, but on top of that, that was the loudest stadium I ever played in my life. Ever. It was 3.5 hours.
What's the three loudest? Give me the three loudest that you played.
Pittsburgh, Seattle. The loudest is Kansas City. The second loudest, I would probably say Pittsburgh. And then Seattle. But literally it was 4 hours of I just stopped talking. Like literally I remember talking to Bruce Smith and Phil Hansen, where Bruce was like, "Man, stop yelling at me," right? But Bruce didn't care because here's how Bruce is. Bruce going to do his thing. So even if Bruce makes a mistake, it's my fault. You know what I'm saying?
Look, rookie.
You're right. There's no, "Hey, Bruce, you should be in the C gap." It's Jay. You see him in the C. Now you go to the B gap where, you play off of him. So Phil Hansen was always cool. So I'm literally from me to DP with my helmet yelling at Phil Hansen for a check, talking about a check before we go into the game because Kansas City's defense is on the field. And it was like the ground was shaking. And I remember thinking like, damn, like this is crazy. In 3 hours, and then you get in the locker room and your head and ears are ringing.
Well,
so the barbecue was needed.
Let's take a break there. When we come back, we'll do the last segment of the first hour of Old School. I want to introduce somebody to you, and then we'll get into game two of the championship Sunday. Lots to talk about. That game set off a lot of folks, and it paints a wonderful picture for Super Bowl Sunday. But we'll do that when we come back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.